Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This is 5 Minute Friday! Today's guest, his name is Mr. Dale Partridge. He's a good friend of mine that I connected with a little over almost a year ago now. For those that don't know who Dale is, he is an entrepreneur who's launched 7 companies and is most known for one of the companies called Sevenly. And each week, Sevenly partners with 1 qualified nonprofit, and Sevenly donates $7 for every product sold to support the charity's cause.
You know, I started a couple companies before this and you know, been fired from my own companies, but got through the ringer in many ways of learning, about my leadership. And I remember a mentor came up to me one day and said, can I talk to you? And he took me in the other room and he said, Dale, when you talk to people, you hurt people. Mm. And I remember thinking like, whoa. And at the time I had like 42 employees.
Wow.
And I was thinking like, I looked at my past and the history of the relationships that I had, and I saw a wake of destruction. I mean, just of people that I had not cared for. And I think that this might be one of the reasons that qualifies me to write this book, is because I struggle here, but I'm also winning here. And, in this time at Sevenly, I had to really regain this trust. And I mean, remember that the marketplace, left to itself, it doesn't see people. It sees pieces to a puzzle. It sees potential purchasers. It sees, zeros and dollar signs and credit card swipes and bottom lines, right? So, and every dollar our company makes is a reason not to change. Mm-hmm. That worked. Let's just I don't need to change.
It's keep being a jerk.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So what we've done is we've tied a lot of the negative things that we've done in our past, we've tied that to our success. Mm-hmm. We say, well, lying, I've lied for 10 years and, I'm really successful and very wealthy. And so I'm going to keep doing that because I've tied lying to my success. And so it's really hard to be able to pick and choose and go, what do I need to get rid of that's actually bad? And what do I need to keep that's actually good? This is the depth of kind of real emotional leadership, because what got us here isn't going to get us there. And you right. saw that even in the marketing, you're doing the same thing over and over and you go, man, I need to jump to the next level. Same thing with leadership. So we look at the strongest companies in the world, and it's so funny because, let's talk about like Patagonia or North Face or Whole Foods or In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A or Ben and Jerry's, these companies that just crush it in the marketplace.
Right.
Their leaders, they all do the same thing and they have no idea that they're doing this. They're not tattooed on their, HQ. They're not in their mission statements. They're not in their business plans. And they're not things that you're going to find in Fast Company or Inc. or Harvard Business Review. Instead, they're things that your parents taught us in kindergarten. They're like the very basic principles of life. Like, don't lie, like be, right. love one another, like be kind, share, and be generous. And at this basic level is where these leaders are crushing it, because it's very difficult. It's very difficult. I'm talking, these are the things that humans have struggled with forever, right? I'm 30 years old and I still tell my wife that I'm around the corner and I'm not. I'm lying, right? And so it's like, we still struggle with these things as leaders. And this is where we find success, is when we can be these moral, ethical, incredibly, strong-willed, built with integrity type leaders that can take over our companies and lead our companies to success.
Mm. So what would you say is the most important ingredient to running and then growing a successful company?
For me, it's emotional leadership for sure. So, I mean, this has been being able to become that leader, and I remember switching my thoughts. So I thought, as soon as I switched and stopped seeing money as the primary goal, but as a byproduct of helping a million people,
yeah,
that was the big shift. I thought, I got into Sevenly and I said, my whole focus was just changing a million people's lives. And that was the focus. And the result was a multi-million dollar company. Mm-hmm. And so shifting that into purpose and shifting that into caring, and you know, as the CEOs of our companies, whether we're, you know, 2 employees, 5 employees, or 500 employees, it's our ability to nurture and to care and to love.
Hey guys, if you enjoyed this inspirational clip from a past episode of the show, then you'll love the free book I'm giving away right now. It's called The Millionaire Morning. It includes some of my best tips for starting off your day with a millionaire mindset. Get your free copy at themillionairemorning.com and just pay shipping. Again, check it out right now, themillionairemorning.com.
You seek the key, but first you must learn the ways of precision, craft, and performance with Acura's all-electric ZDX. With a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system, up to a 313-mile range, and a Type S variant with an estimated 500 horsepower, the ZDX is their most powerful SUV yet. Unlock the energy when you visit Acura.com to order yours today.